Open your Bibles, if you would, to Numbers. Numbers. The book of Numbers. We'll be in chapter 1 at first, and then we're going to go to chapter 6. Numbers. The book of Numbers. We'll look at the first three verses in chapter 1. The name of the message is, He Blesses and Keeps. He Blesses and Keeps. Numbers chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. The scriptures declare, and the Lord, that's Jehovah in the Hebrew, spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their poles. From 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. So we see here in chapter 1 of Numbers, it opens 1 year and 1 month after the children of Israel had come out of Egypt. 1 month after the tabernacle was erected. And the book received its name because the people are numbered twice, in chapter 1 and chapter 26. And the census mentioned here is not the same as the one recorded in Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 to 16. They were taken at different times for different reasons. The second census, Numbers 1 here, was probably based on the earlier census, and hence there's similar totals among them. But the people of Israel were soon to begin their journey from Mount Sinai to the Promised Land. And it was essential that they be arranged orderly, because they would be marching through the wilderness. So it was essential that they would be arranged orderly, and that the men from 20 years and up would be armed. They will be the army of Israel, the men from 20 years and up. And this census again would include all men 20 years and above who were able to go to war. And I want us to see that in chapter 1 to give us a basis of what this book's written about. Let's go now to Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. Verse 22, it says, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them. So God was telling Moses that Aaron was to speak this blessing upon God's people. Numbers chapter 6, starting in verse 24 now, let's see this blessing. The Lord, Jehovah, bless thee and keep thee. The Lord, Jehovah, make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord, Jehovah, lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. My, what a joy for the believer to know that we are under divine blessing. We are right now, as God's people, right now, under divine blessing. And does not this make our trials a little easier? Does not this make our tribulations a little easier? If we are blessed by God, then we are blessed no matter what situation we find ourselves in. No matter what, beloved. Whether it be good times or bad times, in our minds, we are blessed. We are blessed by God. As one old preacher proclaimed of old, he says, even in our losses and our crosses, And even in our difficulties, the believer in Christ is blessed. Blessed. No matter what situation you find yourself in. Even if we throw our hands up and say, Lord, what is happening? We are still blessed above all other people. A man's blessing may end in words. Man can bless us, but it just ends in words, doesn't it? But the blessing of the Lord is rich. It's eternal. It's unchanging, just like Him. It's continuous for the believer, because it's in Christ. It's in Christ. And what a delightful truth for we who are the people of God, what a delightful truth for us to know that we are kept by God. Kept by the strong and mighty one. Kept by Him. Kept near Him. And the believer is in Christ, kept in Him. My, is it any wonder the Lord said that no man can pluck you out of my hand if you're one of His people? And He said, I'll never cast you away. Never. Never. Now, that's good news for sinners, isn't it? That's good news for this sinner. I'm a saved sinner, but I'm still a sinner, and that's good news. That's wonderful news. Brother Marcus and I were talking about that, just how blessed we are that our salvation is not dependent upon us. But it's all dependent upon the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ our Lord. And so this is a delightful truth. And those who are kept by God are kept indeed. They are kept indeed. Those who God preserves and keeps from evil, they are reserved unto boundless happiness and glory. Sinners, saved by God. And we are set for God. Oh my. And God keeps going with His blessings, doesn't He? They don't stop for the believer. We experience them all through this life. And it's His blessing. He's established it. And since God's established that His people will be blessed in Christ, it will endure forever. It'll endure forever. It's unchanging. And so consider the wonder here when the Lord says, when it says in here in Numbers 24, the Lord bless thee. Jehovah bless thee. That's a promise, beloved. That's an eternal promise from God. And He says it to His people. The Eternal One's saying this. The Ancient of Days is saying this. Jehovah bless you. Oh my. And it's spoken again by the One who lives out time outside of time and space. It's spoken by the Immutable One. It's spoken, He's unchanging. So this blessing will never change for God's people. It's spoken again by the Eternal One. And there can be no, think of this too, there can be no limit to the goodwill of God for His people, can there? You know why? Because He's the Infinite One. He's the Infinite One. You cannot plumb the depths if you're blessed by God. We cannot plumb the depths of our blessing that we have in God. Scripture says that all spiritual blessings for us are in Christ. In Christ alone. Beloved, we can't plumb the depths of that. We can't. That's an ocean with no depth. That's an ocean with no depth. You know, they start looking at the universe and they start looking out and they're starting to realize that there's even more behind what we know, and they can't even grasp it. That's how the blessings and mercy of God is for His people in Christ, beloved. That's how it is. Can't measure it. You can't measure it. Oh my. And these wonderful promises, we're going to see there's wonderful promises here for the people of God in these verses. Just wonderful. And it comes in very striking expressions. Let's look at these words again. Look at verse 24. The Lord bless thee. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put My name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Turn to the New Testament, if you would. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Now we see there the Lord mentioned three times in verses 24, 25, and 26. And this represents the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, beloved. But look at over here in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Paul writes this again by inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And these words by Paul are only different methods of expressing the same as what we see over there in Numbers chapter 6. Look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's the Son, and the love of God, there's the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. There's the Holy Spirit. Right there before us. God is gracious to the believer. Let's go back to our text again. Look what it says here. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Now we're going to see the Lord's gracious to His people too. He's gracious to His people. He's gracious to us in Christ. And you know He lifts up His countenance to us in Christ. You know what that means when it says lift up your countenance? We're going to look at that later. You know what that means? God smiles upon us. Tim James brought that out. The Hebrew says it means God smiles upon us. My. We who are sinners, saved by the grace of God. Wonder of wonders. Brother Marcus and I were talking. It's hard for us to even grasp these precious, precious truths. My. And God is gracious to the believer. And we have peace with God through Christ and Him alone. Only through Him. Through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know that Ephesians says we're sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise? That means to put a mark upon us. It's like when I've mentioned this before when we were going through Ephesians chapter 1. It's like when people used to send shipping crates back in the ancient days. And in order, if we all have... They put their own seal upon it. So then the one who was unloading the ship at that time would know which merchant it goes to. That's what that means in Ephesians when it says we're sealed by the Holy Spirit. My, isn't that wonderful? And we see there in Numbers 6:27, and they shall put My name upon the children of Israel. There it is. There it is. God knows His people. God knows His sheep. He knows every single one of them. Every one of them. Let's read that text again. We're going to be reading number 6 here quite a bit. Number 6, verses 24 to 27 again. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Peace. And they shall put My name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Now the gospel preacher is charged in the book of Isaiah to comfort God's people. Now, there's no way for me physically or me to comfort you by my own words. Because if my words are the only words you hear, right? Like Scott used to say, if my words are the only words you hear, it's not going to profit you nothing. But the gospel preacher is charged to comfort ye my people in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. And how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, the scripture goes on to say, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is accomplished. We've laid down our... And then this verse, that her iniquity is punished. Well, that's preaching the gospel. Right? That's the only way you can be comforted, just like the only way I can be comforted is when I listen to my brothers preach the gospel to me. That's how we're comforted, by the preaching of the gospel. Listen, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. So how comforting then, for God's people are these words in Numbers chapter 6 that we're looking at today. Because these blessings are proclaimed here before us. They come to the believer in Christ. They come to us in Christ, beloved. Again, all spiritual blessings for the believer is in Christ. And Paul penned that in the first book of Ephesians. He told us plainly that all spiritual blessings are found in Christ. And he also said to the Corinthians that in Christ all the promises of God are yea and amen. They're all finished in Him. All of them. So again, let's consider these wonderful blessings proclaimed here to Israel. And we know Israel's a picture of the church, right? We know that. Israel's a picture of the church. So you who are born again, blood-washed believer, know that all these things we're going to read, and we're going to read it again, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 27, know that all these things that are proclaimed here for us are fulfilled in Christ. Okay. The Lord bless thee. Oh, how we've been blessed in Christ. Beyond measure, beloved. You can't plumb the blessings that we have in Christ. You just can't even... You'd spend a lifetime plumbing and you'd never come to the end. Oh, my. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Scripture says that we are kept by the power of God. The Lord make His face shine upon thee. Smiles upon us. Because we're clothed in the spotless righteousness of Christ. And give thee peace. Now we're going to break all these down later. Look at that. Give thee peace. Who do we have peace with God in? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we have peace with God in. In Christ. In Christ alone. Nowhere else. Nowhere else. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel. Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, beloved. Remember the Lord says in Isaiah, Thou art mine. Oh. Hey, it doesn't get any better than that. God saying to His people, Thou art mine. You're mine by creation, and you're mine by purchase. Because Christ purchased us. He was God incarnate in the flesh. He purchased us with His own precious blood. I remember an old preacher saying, we're His twice. We're His twice, by creation and by purchase. My, it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. My. And again, what we looked at in 2 Corinthians 13, verses 14, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. That's the whole Trinity in action right there, beloved. The whole Trinity is in action in our salvation. We're born again by the power and might of the Holy Spirit of God. And does not God keep us? How many times have we felt? How many times have I felt? Oh my. Lord, just pick me up, put me right back on His feet. My feet. How many times have I doubted the Lord? My. Yet his love for me is unchanging. And he keeps us, doesn't he? My. Think upon this, you who are the elect of God. Has not God blessed us with salvation in Christ? When it says there, the Lord bless thee in verse 24. Have we not been blessed by God with salvation in Christ? We have been, haven't we? Oh my. Then look at verse 27 here. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Again, has he not done this for us in Christ? Oh, he's been so gracious to us. Undeserving, unmerited salvation. And how God's face and favor and grace has been shown to sinners saved by the grace of God. Can we not proclaim who are the people of God? Can we not proclaim that God has been gracious to us in Christ? How can we not? How can we not but proclaim how gracious the Lord? How can we not be in awe of what God's done for us? How can we not? And oh, how God's face and favor and grace has been shown to us time and time and time again. Continuously. When I'm weak, and that's all the time for me. When I'm weak, he is strong. He is strong. Look, verse 27 proclaims here too. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. We have peace with God, beloved, in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 26, we have peace with God through Christ. He saw us in our natural dead estate when we were dead spiritually, coming to this world dead in trespasses and sins. And yet his love is set upon us. My! In all my sin and rebellion. And he saw us in that state. He knew us in that state. And we who are the born again children of God. And I know that. I know how I'm in my natural state. And I know it's so for you. I once had someone tell me, well, I was never an enemy with God. What? That's what the scripture says. That's not the preacher's words. That's what the scripture proclaims. My. But now, the scripture also declares we have peace with God in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace! Peace with Jehovah! Peace with Elohim! Peace with the one who's our shepherd. Peace with God. In and through, always in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Outside of Christ, there is no peace with God. But in Christ, oh, what great peace we have. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin. And what can we say but hallelujah? Praise his mighty name. So we see here in Numbers chapter 6 that these blessings come from the same Godhead mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 24. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. and what mercy has been manifested to the people of God from our great God. Let's read verse 24 again. We see clearly here that the first clause of the high priest's benediction is a promise. It's a promise. That blessing which our great high priest pronounces upon us, the Lord Jesus Christ, is sure to come. Now look at this. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Again, what a joy can come to the believer, knowing that we have been blessed by God in Christ, and knowing, because we're frail, aren't we? We falter. We struggle with unbelief. I do. You know, I never heard a preacher ever say that until I met a grace preacher. Donnie Bell's preaching one time at Rescue, and he said, I'm such a sinner. I turned to Vicky, I said, I never heard that from a preacher. Because most preachers, they don't admit they're sinners. But you know what, we grace preachers, we are sinners saved by the grace of God in Christ, period. And again, I was talking to Brother Gary Shepherd about what Scott said. The ground at the foot of the cross is level. And Brother Gary goes, oh, what a blessing that is, isn't it? There's no little preacher hump. There's no little theologian hump. It's absolutely level ground. Sinners saved by the grace of God in Christ. Period. So what mercy we've received. And how this verse can comfort the believer in all times of our lives. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. In times of joy, in times of sorrow, in times of loss, in times of heartache, we can rest upon this divine promise right here. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. And He will. He has blessed us abundantly in Christ. And I know you've seen this in your life too. He's kept us, hasn't He? He's kept us. Because I've seen it in mine too. He keeps His people. He keeps us. And remember too, even in our losses, in our disappointments, in our sorrow, in our heartache, we are still blessed in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God's blessing is deep. It's empathetic. It's effectual. A man's blessing again may begin and end in his words. But the blessing of the Lord is eternal. It's unchanging. It does not change, beloved. It's unchanging. And it brings great joy to the saved sinner. And the blessing we received from God, now, I'm putting this together, this just struck me so much. The blessing that we receive from God is not conditioned upon what we do. It's not conditioned upon what we do. In any way. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Period. And all the blessings of God are conditioned upon Christ's finished work. That's good news, isn't it? That's good news for sinners. Good news for this old sinner. Oh my, it's not based upon me? No. In religion, everything was based upon me. What I did. And then I found out the truth. Like Brother Neil was saying, it's all about believing on Christ, trusting Him, resting in Him for everything. And just looking to Him. Whether we're struggling, whether we're not, we just keep looking to Him. And all the blessings of Christ, again, are conditioned upon Christ's finished work. The work of salvation which He did to redeem our eternal souls. And this blessing is not presented as an offer. It's not presented as an offer. No. It's declared to be so. It's a declaration of what's so. The Lord blesses His people. The Lord keeps His people. Isn't that wonderful? Oh. No wonder the psalmist cries out, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." No wonder he'd done this. My. And this blessing comes to us through the Word of God, the spoken or preached Word. We are told that Christ died for sinners. We are told that Christ died for sinners. That He died a substitutionary death for them on the cross. He poured out His lifeblood. And His blood has ransomed our eternal souls. And those who are made willing by the Holy Spirit of God, granted faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, how this truth fills us with joy. Fills our hearts with joy, doesn't it? And we never grow tired of hearing about it. Never. And the Lord blesses His people. Turn, if you would, to Jude. Jude. We see in this verse that the Lord blesses His people, but He also keeps His people. Said we'd look a little more in depth into that. Look at this. And what a delight it is for the saved sinner who struggles every single day. Every single day. Spurgeon said he sinned enough going from his bed to his breakfast table to damn 1,000 souls. And every one of us say amen. Right? But what a delight it is for us to know, the saved sinner, the child of God, to know that we are kept by the power of God. We are kept by the very one who holds the who by all things consists, everything consists by Him. That's who keeps us. Look what it says in Jude here, verses 1 and 2. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, that's what we are. God's people are servants of Christ. And brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and what? Preserved. That means kept. Kept. Preserved. In Jesus Christ and called. That means kept. So we see the blessing of the people of God being kept in the Old Testament. And here we see the blessing of God's people being kept in Christ. It says, and preserved in Jesus Christ, in Him, and called. Then it says, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. My, oh my. So what a delight it is, again, for the saved sinner to know that we're kept by God. We're kept by Him. We're kept by His almighty power. What a difference in religion, eh? It tells you got to do this and got to do that to be kept. Scripture says God keeps us. Hallelujah. That's what praise ye the Lord means in the Hebrew. Hallelujah. It's not a word we shouldn't say. That's a word we should say. Hallelujah. Praise Your name, Lord. Praise Your name. Wonder of wonders, the born again, blood washed child of God is blessed by God, Jehovah, and kept by God in Christ. And all, again, we are just filled with awe. Just filled with awe. None can pluck us out of God's hands, and He's promised to never cast us away. Never. No matter what. Never. And God keeps going with His blessing to establish it, and He causes it to endure. The Eternal One causes these blessings to endure because they come from Him who is eternal. And notice the sevenfold blessings here in these verses. Let's look at them again. There's seven blessings pronounced here. Look at this. The Lord bless thee, that's number one. And keep thee, number two. The Lord make His face shine upon thee, number three. And be gracious unto thee, four. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee. There's the fifth one. And give thee peace, and number six. And seven. And they shall put My name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Number of perfection in the Scriptures is seven. My, oh my. Sevenfold blessing right here before us. And it's a perfect and complete blessing. Because it comes from God. That's why it's perfect. And that's why it's complete. Because it comes from Him. It comes from He who is perfect, holy, and righteous. And the language which we see in our text brings forth the blessings of the gospel. Again, because all things declared in these verses we're looking at are found in the gospel. Are found in the gospel. Now this word came from God to the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. What does that picture? Well, that pictures us going through this world of woe, doesn't it? We're in the wilderness right now, beloved. Right? We're on our way to glory, to the eternal city. And when it's our time, the Lord just take us right out. And to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Oh my. These Israelites were tried and tested, just as God's people are tried and tested today. We're tried and tested today in this world. And this is a way of life for the believer. It's a way of life for the believer. We're either in trouble, going into trouble, or coming out of trouble. It's just how we are. But we know God keeps us, don't we? We know He keeps us. Paul wrote these words to the Philippian believers. He wrote, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake." Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. We've been given faith to believe on Christ. And we suffer. But nothing compared to what our Lord suffered for us. Nothing. Our afflictions, even though they don't seem like this, do they? They're called light afflictions. You don't feel like that, does it? Right? When we're going through afflictions, they don't feel light at all. But in comparison to what Christ went through for us, what Christ, He endured to the death, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God dying for His people, what He endured for us, our afflictions are light then. They're light. But that in no way lessens our afflictions that we go through. Because they're for our good. Even though they don't always feel that way, right? But they're for our good and they're for His glory. And I'll tell you what, everything I went through since the Lord saved me, I can look back now. At the time, I didn't see it. At the time, I sometimes cried out, "Lord, what? Why has this come?" Broken down in tears, we've all experienced that. But then looking back, I see the wisdom of God and why I went through that situation. And you know what happens when we go through those situations? And I know it's happened for us too recently. It draws us closer to the Savior, beloved. It draws us closer to Him. My. So the believer in Christ will face the cruelty of this world. You know, never forget we have three enemies, right? The world, the flesh, and the devil. And personally, the middle one's the worst for me, the flesh. Right? I'm my own worst enemy. But praise be to God. There is therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. My. Remember these promises that we looking at today. They are not conditioned upon anything that you do or I do. How we feel, they're not conditioned on how we feel. We are blessed even when we don't feel like we're blessed. The Lord smiles upon us in Christ even when we do not feel like His smile is upon us. It is. It is. And they are not conditioned upon our intellect. It's not conditioned upon our strength. No, this is a promise from Jehovah. These are promises from Jehovah right here before us. These are promises from the self-existent one. He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you if you're His people. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. And remember also that the blessings here pronounced upon God's people is ours by divine grace. They're ours by divine grace, by divine favor. We can't earn them. We don't seek them. We don't even merit it. What do we deserve? Hell. If we got what we deserve to be in hell. We don't get, God's people don't get what we deserve. These promises come to us by divine favor. Now how that will put a spring in our step, right? Because all the glory goes to Him. He gets all the glory, all the praise. So let these truths be comfort to you this week. Let them comfort your souls. Let them comfort your souls. All who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, these truths are for us. These promises are for us. And now when we remember these truths, it's a blessing to our souls. I ask you, did you know these truths before the Lord saved you? No, we didn't, did we? We had no idea. Even before we were saved, we were blessed by God. We didn't know. We're as lost sheep running around this world doing whatever we thought was right. But His eye was ever upon us. He preserved us even then. Watched over us. Kept us even then. My. Can we not say but that we're a very blessed people then? When we look at that? My, we're so blessed. We're so blessed, beloved. We're so blessed. Oh my. So when we go through a day, never forget the blessings. I know we get busy in our day. We all do. We get busy in our day. We get tied up with things. But pause for a moment in your day to think of how blessed you are in Christ. If you're a believer. Just pause. And then just thank Him. Just thank Him. Oh. Verse 25, it says, the Lord make His face shine upon you. Again, that's smile upon you. Tim James brought that out. That's the Lord smiling upon His people. Now think of this too. Think of this, how the Lord was ever with His people. Again, this is a reference to the blessing of God's continued presence with us. This one here, make His face shine upon you. It's a reference to His continued blessing to us. Remember, He was with the Israelites during the day, came as a cloud. And then He was with them as a pillar of fire. He never left them, did He? That's how He is with us. He's ever with us. Ever with us. His countenance is always shining upon me. Always. Turn, if you would, to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. We'll see this blessed truth brought forth here. Psalm 139, verses 7 to 18. I'm going to read a large portion here, but this will bring forth this truth here. Of the Lord's continued presence with His people. He's ever with us. He's ever with us. Psalm 139, verses 7 to 18. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit? Where will we go? Where will we go where the Lord's not? Or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? There's nowhere you can go where God's not there. If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. Look at that. That's Christ. The right hand of God is Christ. He holds us. Sure, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. He's the same, whether it be night or day. He's the same. Okay. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. He knew us. Oh my. He knew us in our mother's wombs. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee. He knew us. He knew us in conception. He knew us in our mother's womb. Beloved, He's known us from eternity. What's that? When I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Before we even were. Oh my. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me. Look at that. Oh God, how great is the sum of them. How precious are his thoughts of us. We're the bride of Christ. By God's choosing. So how precious are his thoughts of us. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Well, someone say, well, when did that start? In eternity. If I should count them, if we should try to count the blessings of God, if we should try to count the thoughts of God towards us, if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. You ever been to the ocean? You ever been to the Great Lake? Great Lakes here. You ever been to the Great Lake? More than the sand. Now, I'll talk about sand. Go to the desert out in the Middle East. All that sand. Right? My buddy was stationed in Qatar. Jake, you guys know Jacob. He was stationed in Qatar for 6 months. And I said, what's it like over there? He goes, there's a lot of sand. That's what he told me. There's a lot of sand. But it says here that God's thoughts towards his people are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. He's ever with us. He's ever with us, beloved. And then it says, the Lord make his face to shine upon me. Again, Brother Tim James brings out that has to do with God's continual enlightenment. He said, the word shine alludes to dawn when the sun breaks forth. This is the language of the word shine. This is the language of God, he says. It is the effect of the word of God on the hearts of his people. In their greatest hour of darkness, the word of God breaks the horizon. So in the midst of our greatest darkness, the word of God breaks the horizon, sun bursts forth. Oh my. And listen to this. Let's turn there. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look there quick. Listen to these wonderful words of Paul written by inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. It says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 to 6. But if our gospel be hid, now there was a time for the people of God when the gospel of Christ was hid from us. It was hid. We didn't know Christ. We had no care for him or his gospel or his word, you know, no care. No care for the people of God either. We didn't want to be around them, right? Everything's changed, though, hasn't it? Everything's changed for the child of God. Look at this. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. The gospel's hid to them that are lost. In whom the god of this world, that's Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. For we preach not ourselves. God's preachers, we don't preach ourselves. We preach Christ and him crucified. It says here. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. God's preachers are servants to the body. For Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. For God, look at this. This is wonderful. We were in darkness. We were groping around in the dark in our natural state. We had no... Look at this, though. For God, who commanded the light. God commanded the light to shine in our hearts, beloved. He commanded it. Why? Because we're his people, chosen in Christ. We're his people whom Christ has redeemed with his precious, precious blood on Calvary's cross. It says here, for God who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. And oh, what great was the darkness we were in. You know, we were in the prison house of sin. And you know what the lock was on the prison cell? Gary Shepherd told me this yesterday. You know what the lock was? Our pride. Our pride was a lock on the doors, beloved. And the Lord has smashed open that. released the shackles of sin that were upon us and set us free, beloved. He commanded the light to shine in the darkness, and yet shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. That's what He's done for His people. Let's go back to our text. It says here in Numbers 6:25, the Lord be gracious to thee. Has not God been gracious to us in Christ? He has. Oh, He has. How gracious God has been to His born again, blood washed people. We do not get what we deserve. We receive numberless blessings instead in Christ. Numberless blessings. And they come to us abundantly from the God of all mercy and the Father of all mercies. They come to us in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we have no merit in ourselves, nothing at all. God is gracious to us because He chooses to be gracious to us. My. And the born again, blood washed believer in Christ is blessed with grace established by the grace of God, and it flows to us in and through Christ and Him alone. No other way. There's no other conduit for the grace of God except through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's look at verse 26 here. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Again, what a sweet, sweet blessing it is here before us. We who are the people of God, the threat of the law has been taken away. The threat of God's law says the soul that sins it must die. The threat of that law has been taken away because Christ died in our place. The justice of God, which had a rightful claim upon thee, right? Blotting out the handwriting of the law. God. Those ordinances that were against us are gone by the Lord Jesus Christ. And from pole to pole, salvation is by grace alone. From pole to pole, it's grace alone. And a born again, blood washed believer in Christ is blessed with grace and established by grace. And again, it flows to us from the Father through Christ Jesus our Lord. And it says, the Lord lift up His countenance upon thee. Again, what a sweet blessing here before God's people. What a sweet blessing. Now we don't fear the God, we don't fear our God with a slavish fear. Now we fear Him with a reverent fear. In awe of who He really is. Because He's revealed Himself to us. And how precious is the promise here before us. A lifted up countenance simply means a smiling face, Brother Tim James was saying. Smiling face. God smiles upon His people in Christ. Isn't that wonderful? No frowning face. A smiling face. When you see someone smiles, it brightens your day, doesn't it? Someone smiles at you, especially someone you love, they smile at you. It brightens your day. My. God looks upon us with a smiling face. So marvel at this, you who are the elect of God. God has lifted up His countenance upon you, and you found grace in His eyes, and you are righteous in His sight, and all your sin is forgiven, all of it, washed clean by the precious blood of Christ, and He will remember them no more. No more. And now He smiles upon you in Christ. My, we are blessed people. We are a blessed people. Praise be to God, He set us free. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in our great God. We rejoice in Him. And what can we say? Hallelujah, praise His name, right? Praise His mighty name. He's amazing. Our God is truly amazing. And God has given His people a great peace. And the believer in Christ knows that our Lord holds the reins of this universe. By Him all. And the believer knows that no weapon. And the believer knows. But the sweetest knowledge for the believer is to know Christ has made perfect peace with God for us. Perfect peace with God for us. Every obstacle that was before us to have peace with God has been removed by the Lord Jesus Christ and Him dying on Calvary's cross in the room and place of His people. Every obstacle. He's done it all. He cried, "It is finished." In Greek, that means it's perfect. Perfect. You cannot add to perfection. My. And then Numbers 6:27. We're closed with this. "And they shall put My name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Let us remember, we who are the people of God, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. And that's putting a mark on us. Sealed. Sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. Christ has so satisfied the justice of God and so consumed the wrath of God that was against us that all that is left is God with a smiling face looking upon His people who are clothed in His perfect righteousness. It does not get any better than that, does it? My. But it will when we're in glory with Him, eh? Oh my. One day we'll be seeing the One who's clothed us. We'll be seeing the One who's redeemed us, the One who saved us. So God has bought you, if you're a believer, with a price. You're a vessel of mercy. And He has shown mercy to you. And all we can say is bless His holy name. Heavenly Father, we thank You for allowing us to gather together and be here and to worship You, Lord. Oh, what a great blessing it is for us. You have gathered us together here. You have called us out of the world of sin. Though we are still sinners, Lord, oh, but we're saved sinners, we who are Your people. And You've given us an understanding. You revealed Yourself to us, granted us faith to believe. After we're regenerated by the Holy Spirit of God, and all we can say is, Heavenly Father, praise Your name. Lord Jesus, praise Your name. And Holy Spirit, praise Your name too. Glory to You and honor and praise for what You've done for Your people. We will be forever grateful. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.